You know it. You're too horny to keep functioning normally. The erection is poking against your clothing. You need to do something, anything, to take care of it. You need something perfectly sized for your cock. You need something you can shove it into. Something that's made for it. And you know where to go. What once was carved stone, a mural depicting flowers and vines, a mural depicting the ritual extraction through gorgeous floral fellatio of everything a cock has to offer. And the tip of it will fit you perfectly. It will address your cock, respect it, regard it as yet another conquest, yet another conqueror, in the vein of suction, in its art. Inside of you, the throbbing, dripping liquid. Inside of you, the thickness, waiting to ooze out. The environment doesn't matter because what comes out of the stone, alive and overhanging, as though the edge of the mural were just the edge of a ledge you could climb up onto. But you don't need to, it's coming toward you. You step forward. There's a table in front of that place where now a vibrant, pink-petaled thing awaits you. What was stone has cast its dust away to reveal it was just something waiting to play and suck and take your load. Take every single bit until you explode and spermatic bliss fills it. You know, you see, the petals are a little transparent. You'll be able to see what you spurt inside, wiggling, ready for a ride. The tip of a thing like lips that can suction and fasten. The inside is wet and bumpy. When the tip, your head, goes inside, you realize it's elongating, the petals stretching to grasp the tip. And this allows it to take your length deep into its throat or into the vine connected to it. The creature is desperate, a slavering need. The moment it scents your ripe and heavy seed inside your balls, waiting to escape, the suction slides. The landscape of this place fades away. There's just the flower, just the grasp, just the suckling mouth. And you don't know how long you can last, but it feels so good that your incentive is trying to get as much out of it as you can. What you thought was, oh, I need to get off. Oh, I need masturbation. Oh, I need stimulation. But the fellatio elevates that and creates a new response, a desperate ache in the bottom of your shaft and in the balls, nothing but the crowding up of your cream. Your cream waiting to stream, spurting out to the furthest point, and when it's there, all you can do is go, yeah, yeah, this is what I was looking for, this is what I'm wired into, you are. You're connected, the vines wrap your balls, they push and squeeze, and the way that they move, curling, is almost to say, I'm waiting for what's inside, I'm waiting for the propulsive power. So massaging your balls is all it can do, because what it's delivering to you is an art. There's not a tongue, but the wet underside of one petal slaps itself under your head, pushing into the sulcular region, that little dip between the head and the rest of the shaft. The massive veins are informed with blood, are pulsing constantly. It is an engorged thing that of course the flower was drawn to, some pheromone from you that is undetectable, except the faint, lustful musk. Moment by moment, its suction increases, performing. It is tapping on your balls, producing sonar for itself, as though questing, not with any part of it, but with the suction of it. The base of your shaft is squeezed, the balls are tapped. You think, oh, I'm going to... But you don't. It pulls back just in time. The virility, the strength of you, is obviously being praised when the fellating lips of it pull back to only the tip. Only the very tip of your cock where the slit waits to expel what will come up the pipe, to allow pressure valves to release. If they don't, you wouldn't be able. The whole point is pressure valve release, but it can spot your weak points. This isn't someone who has learned artistry. This is someone who knows what they are. This creature is for sucking your cock. This creature is made to suck your cock. You resist. You resist because resisting gives you sweet pleasure. Slick suction, squirming tendrils on squirming testicles, dropping and it sucks, lifting and it sucks. It lifts your balls up until they're pushed up against the bottom of your shaft, and then the tentacles let go. Your balls drop, dropping the ball, and then the other shoe drops. This thing is much better than it has let you believe, and you thought you were holding out. But now that your desperation is leaked out, now that you're wearing your heart on your sleeve, and your cock in its mouth, the flower extends longer till it captures from top to base. It twirls and twists left and right. It takes you down, your cock's out of sight. The veins on your shaft, they pulse and inform pleasure. It's more sensitive now. Suction always makes it more sensitive, drawing the warm blood flow into the turgor tension of that beautiful thing. That erect cock has sperm waiting in the wings to expel from balls that have stored it too long, under her spell too long. You thought escape was possible. Escape's not probable now. You can see it. How helpless you are, because she is going to give you pleasure, and you need to find out how. Her technique keeps improving, as if every second she's there, she learns more about your cock. You're in her lair, after all. Your length in her mouth, and she drools over your balls. That flower, dripping. At what point did you think she, instead of it, instead of creature? No. You know what this is. Seductive entity of this place. What she once was, what she is now, none of that matters. Bound as you are, inescapably in this now, you can only allow that slutty lick, that harlot's trick. She's learned. This is seduction. You didn't know why, but when you looked at the mural and you saw the lips, that hole facing you, you knew this thing would want you in it. It broadcasts its intentions. You know more of its intentions than you ought to be able to, looking at her like that. Oh, your length is fully sucked, so it is standing up, slightly reddened by the force of her suction, a penis pump organic, a beautiful sweet reward, what you've been awaiting. She's been waiting so long for something virile and strong enough to fill her mouth. She's been begging for a long time for something like this, egging you on with beautiful kisses, fellatio to the base, an art form. You couldn't just call this suction, you couldn't just call this blind instinct. It's artistry with a design. It changes based on, you think to yourself, oh, I wish the head of the and she's already licking the head of the shaft. I want the frenulum worked. I want the connective tissue to just be sucked and licked. Her tongue swirls. No, there is no tongue. It's a pleat, a part of the flower, underneath your length, pushing upward. Whenever you drool pre-cum, and some drooling cannot be avoided, because this is a mechanical vacuum process, a technique that could be done with a mouth, by something that cannot help but use its best technique. For in your trying to withdraw, and you do try to pull your hips back, just so you can feel strong and powerful and in charge, and she follows you, as though she were on a long, she is on a long tether of vines. She would follow you even if you walked away, sucking you till you reach the edge of this place. You could try that, clenching and squeezing as your cock desperately demands, as penile pressure pleasure, as turgor at its best, tension within, osmosis, the principle that things exchange between the outside and the inside. Well, outside is lust and inside is ache, and you're going to exchange and leave a vacuum. Who knows what will leak out of her desperate desires for suction, for the servile art she could ply to leave you asking why you feel so much like you're the one serving, you're the one thrusting, you're the one trusting that you must bust every load, must squirt your sperm, and she'll squirm and yearn if she's this affected by your musk that she can't detach from you. When you pull back, she extends and follows. Now you're captive within her. And you decide to let go, Not of your load. You're waiting. She pulls herself toward you. This is a mechanical process, so the better her vacuum seal, the quicker you do dribble pre-cum. And as said before, when you do, she laps it up and absorbs it and becomes that much pinker and brighter, that much more responsive. It's not just desperate suction like a fucking machine, like a device, like a Melchior. She is instead moving with a desperate sensuality, left and right, her vines rubbing over your thighs like a lover's hand, holding them there. And the fellatio is like that. When you slide deep inside, you go into the start of the vine, a hollow, soaked tube. At your furthest extension, you can only just get in it. But when you're in, it seems it's swallowing gently around you, as though deep, yes, this is deep throat technique. There's nothing a mouth can do in the fine art of fellatio that she cannot simulate here. More than simulate, improve on, with her sonar knowledge of your ball's innovating chambers, with her knowledge of your cum pipe and its pressure level, she's better than a pressure gauge. 100 kPa, CPA, I guess, cream per absolute unit. And you are to her. You're the only thing she's thinking of. You know that. You're both the only thing here. And you're receiving such desperate motion. Becoming frenzied, quick, she's shivering. It would remind you of climax, but this thing must operate on something else, fume and pheromone. Long before your cream comes out of the shaft, long before sperm squirts and paints her deep, she can sense it. She could probably sense it in her sleep, awakening when you entered. Salacious creature. And you wonder what she's going to do with your seed. She wants it so oh. Looking further along the buds of the vine, you see two very small examples of this flower that aren't even open, that haven't even flowered, and they're affixed to a bulbous green outgrowth in the shaft. Instantly, through sympathy with what's sucking you, through sympathy with you being a toy for her to suck near the tip, every second, this sweet thing wants you trapped, your escape inescapable. She leaves you just enough pleasure. She wants your seed at its best, its ripest, to give her strength for what she will now breed. Because she wants you to breed her, fuck her, stud her, cream in her. You know from the swallowing that whatever you spurt will not stay in her mouth, will not languish in her vine. Just like you, who has a load desperately impregnating the tunnels of your balls, who has a load desperately positioned within them, poised at the entrance, lined up to squirt 5, 10, 11, or 13 loads. How long would you spurt? How many times would you bust load after load from the tip, expelling it, explosive response to the finest floral fellatio anyone's ever had? No one's ever come here this horny before. It shows. You represent the best chance she has to get her buds full of you, to get parts of her enhanced by the vital energy you let out. She needs it. That's the truth of it. She needs it. You have no idea what she will become, but you also have no idea how you wouldn't come. You're going to come. Your seed will spurt your mind with it. Your mind is on her. You'll remember the way that the green lips slid from the bulbous head of you down, and when they pulled away, the flesh beneath was stimulated and darkened by the blood flow at the surface, as though penile pumped into prominence. That prominent prick with its wonderful turgidity, rigidity, you are tumescent, and your balls are in a state of turgor as well. The edges and grasp of them in a state of, oh, they're so full. Oh, they're so full, they feel firmer than usual. They're cooler to the touch, because your body is made to protect itself, and she's hotter to the touch, because her body is made to circumvent those protections. She's machine, she's organic, she's gorgeous and perfect and made for you, and your cock in view is the temptation she needed to break her bounds and beg of you the wonderful wiggling live rounds of spermatic goo to fill her up and then slide down into the point deeper on her vines. Impregnated buds, you're pollinating her. You're fucking her. She needed to breed. You've taken some ancient thing that was stilled in its process and given it a chance to return once more. How many others are doomed by your actions? How many others are broke and fallen? How many others are wonderfully squeezing their balls and all into her? Oh, balls and all. Her mouth opens when you have that thought, and then it spreads like a flower blooming, but the suckling vine slips like a green encasement over your balls and begins an expert massage. It goes just behind them to reach that deep structure, to tap lines into the deep structure, the gateway that decides when you begin to squirt. For in the moment of climax, the seed within your balls will join with lubricatory fluid from your glands and exit your glands, slipping out and squirting into her. She can detect this, and the best ratio of your deep seed will come if you keep squirting long beyond your glands' ability to produce the clear fluid that you're leaking now. The longer she edges you, the more fluid you waste, and therefore the useless parts of your load are gone. Cum shot after squirting spermatic release fills a mouth that is, yes, you can see the creamy whiteness of the first droplets, but you haven't climaxed yet. It's just that she's so good she managed to somehow sneak or maybe osmotically absorb from your balls your cream. Oh, you hope that's not the case. What if she could just eke all that cream right out of your balls without letting your shaft squirt it at all? No, she wants you to squirt. There's an explosive satisfaction built into her. And she's going in for the button to trip that explosion. The room is filled. It's calculated, relentless, unstoppable. Fellatio guzzling you down, swallowing around. You're getting nearer. You're so hard, you're pushing that opened flower, the green vent within. For now, instead of using her petals for the initial show, she's proceeded to the main event. Your length is buried in her throat, her swallowing green vine, milking you, helping you feel it. She's going to get every drop. There isn't going to be anything scattered, anything lost. You're close to it. You're near to it. 10. You know it's going to happen. The pulsations of her throat are mechanized and automatic, gulping around you again and again, sweetly, divinely inside. Your laden balls, which have waited so long, will finally spill what they long to spill, what they squirt and spray inside her mouth. Suction, suction, and then rapid licking, slicking, quickening, rapid vacuum tugs, suctioning every second she releases, just so you can feel what it is to have a free, independent cock for a moment, your penis exposed to the air. She pulls all the way back, but it isn't the pull back of someone who is tugging off for a break or for breath. This vine needs no such thing. This is a snake ready to strike, but only with pleasure, your erection pointing up and then up, at an angle, and then slapping against your belly, and it's only then when she, poised above it, plunges down, pulls it diagonal, making your penile flesh at the base, right where it connects to your balls, open the floodgate. Pulse, squirt, she's drinking, drinking, you're spurting, squirting, even when you're done, she'll keep sucking, guzzling, drinking, it's quickly wicked away, sucked inside, the green vine going back into that mural, back into that other world becomes greener further down, the buds you saw swell. You've swallowed. You try to pull out satisfaction. Heat. There are 10 more squirts in there. 9 more squirts in there. The seed inside of her. The flower clings to you and begins to fall. The vine is too heavy. Your seed is moving along it. But everywhere it goes, again like a serpent swallowing, you know. But there is intelligent recognition there. Otherworldly vines granting the guzzle, the swallow, the need. You know that now satisfied. She'll have no yearning again for your seed, even if you came back just as ripe. Maybe if you waited even longer between loads, you'd be able to come back and blow it in her. But distantly, unthinkably, the seed inside, pulled so far away, hidden inside, and the longer you're held in there, she keeps teasing. You start to grow soft. 3, 2, One squirt left big O emptying balls, suctioning. She's applied a vacuum, pulling all the innovating, wiggling things inside, out into the wiggling external vine, down to the buds that soon may sprout. Even more of these, maybe the others, will please your length, even if she's uninterested. But that might be quite a wait when things bloom in spring, pulling you back. And you might have to wait the whole time till then. Could you wait 240 days? Could you wait that long? No matter how. She sucks. She slurps. And if you wait until they're, even riper than now, until the seed inside is thicker and more innovated, pinning and wiggling and tingling your brain, seed having nowhere to go, held in your balls, unable to escape, but you get pleasure sensations and have to decide what to do with them. Her lips are still at the base. It feels. Lips. Oh, she pulls away. No, you're still being sucked. Some other force is suckling at a toy somewhere. You know it. You half see it. Blue lips wrapped around a length. A tongue tasting. Drumming on a replica of your balls. Sympathetic magic that sends the sensation from elsewhere to you. It wasn't just the vine sucking. At whose behest was this? What did you breed? Where did your seed really suck off to? Swallowing around you. And the vine is stone once more. The hallucination would be something except suction. Suction, your flagging cock is being sucked. The oversensitized penile grace in the wake of spermatic expulsion haunts you in this place. If you leave, your balls will still feel full by the time you go. Invigorated, she's refilling. You know it's true, you'd have to do better and better. Pumping and sucking, resisting does nothing, defeat. Unavoidable impregnation of whatever you're in, desirable. You're a stud and studs come, breeder wiggling away. The ducts inside your balls waiting to play. You squirm and moan. And the very squirt, spurt, oh, an aftershock. But the vine scoops it up. There was some still left in there and something about her suction far away. Once more, it's alive, it's struck, darting under the spurt, the tiniest squirt, so simple and unlustful from your emptied cock, but it still sends the shiver, penile grace up through nerves into your brain, the smile on your face vacant and unthinking. Because the vine squirted down and it didn't hit the floor. The little jet you let out was added to the score. And a little more is inside those big, now bulging on the mural, buds at the base of the vine. And it recedes again like a snake back to its coil, waiting, frozen in time. Until you're next here. Until you're next mine.